This little recording session is a practice run at reading poetry from the forthcoming collection, Walk Away, Silver Heart. The collection is drawn from the phrases included in the poem Madonna of the Evening Flowers by Amy Lowell. This first piece is Madonna of the Evening Flowers. All day long I have been working. Now I am tired. I call, where are you? But there is only the oak tree rustling in the wind. The house is very quiet. The sun shines in on your books, on your scissors and thimble just put down. But you are not there. Suddenly I am lonely. Where are you? I go about searching. Then I see you standing under a spire of pale blue larkspur with a basket of roses on your arm. You are cool like silver and you smile. I think the Canterbury bells are playing little tunes. You tell me that the peonies need spraying, that the columbines have overrun all bounds, that the Pyrus japonica should be cut back and rounded. You tell me these things, but I look at you, heart of silver, white heart flame of polished silver, burning beneath the blue steeples of the larkspur, and I long to kneel instantly at your feet, while all about us peal the loud sweet Te Deums of the Canterbury bells. A small piece, free, taken from the phrase, all day long I have been working. All the day I am working, toil required to keep fuel on the fire and the table well laden. I do what I must to ensure all is what it should be. Yet through each of those hours I dream, inhabit desire and a yearning to be home, to be with you, to be one with my own spaces and places well known, defined. All the day long I have been working as I know I must do, but all the day long too I have nurtured my heart, kept a piece, one small piece of it free and untrammeled by need or other mundane requirements. I have placed it in my mind right there beside you, our backs warm together by fire. Well nourished, now to sleep. From the phrase, now I am tired. I have gazed up at the sky all morning, placed my nose right in close to smell the sweet perfume that comes from blossom in the garden. I have studied the ways that green grass grows, noting that it did not move at all like this in the winter. And listening to birds has taken more time than it should until I find the day has fled on wings while I pursued it on foot. And I am tired now with nothing done. I am wearied from my thoughts and observations. I do believe I need to rest or my senses may explode. But this day, this wondrous day has brought nourishment for my soul. From a confusion of insensible things, drawn from the phrase, I call, where are you? In the night, awakened from a deep dream that is a confusion playing its dishevelment as though a conversation of insensible things shared between rational beings. My eyes open, staring at the darkness, startled. I call, where are you? But the silence is a hollow, swallowing sound and equilibrium in a single gloating. I find that I am panting, and the feeling of the heart within my chest is the gallop of a panicked steed. I must rise, find the light switch. I need to feel the floor unmoving beneath my feet as I stagger to the kitchen sink to find a glass of water, to find a calming, that might last me through until the morning. Sour leaves and heartbeat moments stolen. From the phrase, but there is only the oak tree rustling in the wind. I listen in the night when you are gone away. I keep imagining the car wheels turning, the sound of gravel crushed beneath tires. I think that I can hear the purring of the engine coming home. But no, you have hardly gone. The long hours stretch before me, and the sound I can hear is only the oak tree rustling as the wind ruffles through the sour leaves. I turn away, toss and roll. The bed beneath me has hardened. There is no comfort to be had from lying still and wondering about you and the road, about the place you are and where you've been, the night to come and the long hours still before me. The oak tree sighs. The wind is her accomplice, and every breath she sounds is another moment taken. I will lose one more the same with every heartbeat, at least, until you get home. That might do there. I'll touch this up and see what it sounds like. Thanks for listening.